Today's show is brought to you by the Blossoming the Inner Spirit program by Athena Lucene, where you learn how to embrace your spiritual giftedness and how to use them to live your most fulfilling life. Register now at blossomingtheinnerspirit.com.
You're listening to Carib Voice Radio. This is Spirituality in the Mix. And I'm your host, Athena Lucene. And today we're going to be talking about remembering the true divine essence of the Creator. I'm coming to you live here from Croatia. And on last week's show, I was divinely guided that this show, our topic should be all about remembering the true divine essence of the Creator. And I was inspired to share this message on tonight's show because last week when I was talking about claiming your spiritual royalty and the ways to do so, it came to me very clearly that a lot of times a lot of you guys are struggling because you've forgotten the divine essence of the Creator. Because once you know the divine essence of the Creator, you now know the divine essence that's within you. And once you see the truth of who you are, you just start moving, you get in an alignment and you get in the agreement with the Creator that you are here for great things, that you are certainly here not to struggle and suffer, but have one meaningful experience after the other, to have up-leveling business success, to have true peace of mind, happiness, joyous, miraculous outcomes and co-creations. And I realize that some of my language may be new for you, but you know, it's the way that I speak, because I realize that for me personally, speaking consciously and speaking very awaringly about the truth of who the divine, the truth of the essence of the Creator, when I speak consciously and when I speak in a way that is uplifting in the ways that I do, it helps me to remember that divinity, the divine essence of the Creator. So a lot of you may not be familiar with the way I speak or the conscious languages that I use, the way I describe spirituality through my frame of reference, and the way I describe my experiences. However, you will become more aware of how I speak, and hopefully the idea is that you also will begin to speak very consciously. Words have power, words have vibrations, there's a frequency behind your words, your thoughts, the even numbers, everything has a frequency and vibrational energy behind it. So before I get on a tangent too much, because there's so much that can be said about spirituality in the experiential sense, as well as in the sense of the conceptual sense. And even the intellectual sense, because I realize that some persons intellectualize spirituality and how they experience the divine essence of the Creator. Now, if this is your first time listening to the show, if I say the word Creator, that is my preference. That is the word I choose and feel comfortable, the most comfortable, based on my own personal journey on the spiritual growth path. That's the word I choose to use to describe this divine essence. So feel free to use whatever word feels right for you other than the Creator. So if God or Jesus Christ or another word feels comfortable for your frame of reference, just substitute that, the word Creator, and substitute it for whatever word you feel safe to use to describe the divine, miraculous, supernatural essence of the Creator. So moving right along, I think that it is very important to understand that some persons intellectualize spirituality and their spiritual growth and the way that they understand the divine essence of the Creator. And that's okay, because we're all on a journey. We're all consciously evolving at different rates and paces. And that's okay. The idea is, my intention for this show is through clarity and through the remembrance of the divine essence of the Creator, we can now shift from a construct of intellectualizing spirituality and now shifting to being and experiencing, and from an emotional place, from our emotional body, getting in alignment, harmonious alignment with the essence of the Creator. The essence of the Creator has all and everything to do with a sense of lightness, carefreeness, a sense of just giving yourself an opportunity to dream big. Remember when we were growing up and we were kids and adults with the world, some of us, I know some of us have had some really challenging childhoods, but where we had adults that did not encourage us to dream big. However, there was somewhere that the Creator was always giving us these little clues, right? Back to our journey of remembrance of the true magical essence of not only the Creator, but of life, universal forces, and, you know, the intangible spiritual world that is all around us, and that navigates and helps us to facilitate physical creation, physical form. And in the cartoons, I remember, especially the Disney cartoons, we were always encouraged to dream big. We were always encouraged to believe in our magic, the magic of who we are, be confident. And it's almost as if something happens when we reach a certain age, all of a sudden that's no longer encouraged. And I always wondered why that is. Why is it that once we become a certain age, we no longer are encouraging ourselves and each other to truly stay in the bliss and magic of life? Well, I think that's because as life goes on and as we have experienced, you know, various setbacks and disappointments, all of a sudden, now there's a sense of pessimism. There's a sense of a disconnect, a fragmented, distorted reality that gives us false information, incomplete information. Because if the information remained complete, you would know that the essence of the Creator has everything to do with love and fun and joy and really breathing deeply and truly living life in a very present way, where you are absolutely aware and present in every moment, in every interaction, the way we think uplifting thoughts that becomes really like liquid vibrations or liquid chemistry within our physical bodies. And a lot of times, many of you who are experiencing physical discomfort and less than optimal health, I encourage you to discover or to take a spiritual inventory of what your thoughts are. Because if you are in the habit of not thinking too highly or even putting energy into thanking your body and sending a surge of love and appreciation and gratitude to your body for the physical experience it's having or gifting you to have, then what happens? It causes a disconnect. It causes energy not to flow in an optimal way that is in absolute agreement with the energy flow of the Creator. The Creator is everywhere. Is all around us. Is the consciousness. The Creator is a conscious energy, the non-physical substance, formless substance that really gives us our interpretation for the day, the interpretation of uplifted thinking, the interpretation of forward movement, forward creation, the upward thinking of just how can the universe, the galaxies, the stars, and beyond become more vast and more expanded. That is the nature of the Creator, to be expansive and progressive. That's why there is, for many of you overachievers, for many of you who are very resilient, for many of you who are very determined, that's the aspect of you that is manifesting or expressing, that is the creator. And many persons, you know, have gotten, it came to me, I just had a sensation, a feeling when I was doing last week's show that some of you are not able to really perceive what I'm saying in the sense of living from a space of carefree, open-hearted, childlike, blissful love and being really prosperous and progressive in your businesses, in your personal life, despite anything that's happening, such as this quote-unquote COVID pandemic and all the other 2020, you know, so-called tragedies or, you know, unpreferred things. Such as, you know, if you're unhappy with who's in a political office and who, you know, what's going to happen with the political times and the, you know, elections and, you know, what's going on in the whole political arena, that world. There's so many things that's happening in 2020 that it's sometimes distracting. But the idea is, when I was sharing with you last week about the blissful moments that is always there for you to tap into and always there and available so that you can perceive your life in a more preferred way. If you're not able, if you are not clear on the divinity that's within you and the true divine essence of the creator, well, then how can you really get in agreement with something or a concept or a sense or a way of being if you don't have clarity about the nature of that, you know, that concept. And the reason I'm saying concept is because when we put things in a frame of reference for our brains to really understand it, then we can begin to extrapolate these loving, higher vibrational creation templates into meaningful existences in our life in the form of financial security, in the sense of more love, more joy, more connection with your children, more connection with your spouses, more connection with yourself, more importantly, you know, speaking to yourself lovingly and gently. Many times in life, the social programmings have us, our minds, our psychology programmed a certain way, especially from childhood as we grow up, to believe a certain way. Now, everything serves a purpose, and certainly society and even society programming serves a purpose. Because the original idea and intention behind society was to bring forward a sense of a progressive civilization and a sense of order and structure to contain the human experience, but to have a sense of social norm, a sense of what is appropriate socially and publicly. And so that was the purpose behind that construct specifically. No, with any creation, it can always be improved. And one of the ways that the physical, the society, societal programming, societal norms needs to be improved is because it's limiting. It's limiting in the sense that, yes, there's a certain understanding that so with social norms, you behave a certain way when you're in public, but the problem is it creates a fragmented reality. So now instead of you living carefree and open-hearted from, you know, a natural space, a space of just free and flow and effortless living, now you're literally doing and becoming a mundane doer of things, doer of life. You know, you're living the way you were programmed to live based on these social norms. And so the reason I'm saying all this is because once these kinds of social norms started to take place and then you started to put religion and churches into it, that created a further fragmented reality. So now instead of really experiencing spirituality, now you're just, you know, like kind of in this construct of the dogma of religion. You know, where are you experiencing true spiritual growth by going to church and, you know, learning and basing your life off of how somebody else called a preacher or a pastor or a minister is perceiving their spirituality? Now, this is no disrespect to anyone's religion or anyone's church or anyone's preferred lifestyle when it comes to how they choose to express their spirituality, and it's simply meant to offer you an idea or to share with you that these constructs and these paradigms of religious dogma, it limits your spirituality, because first of all, you are being told or indoctrinated in a system of experiencing your spirituality as closely to how somebody else, like a pastor or a preacher, is experiencing their spirituality. And the idea is for you to experience your own spirituality and foster your own awareness of your unique frame of reference based on your personal experiences and your internal dialogue. The divine, the creator, is free and carefree and limitless, boundless. So there's no way you can ever begin to understand the divine essence of the creator if you are perceiving the creator or what the creator is or who the creator is from a limited viewpoint, and further from the viewpoint of somebody else based on their experiences and how they're interpreting those experiences. There's so many aspects of that person's internal dialogue that you just don't have that information. You don't know how that other person interacts. You don't even know if they have an internal dialogue where they're speaking to the creator and having conscious conversations with the creator. Not physical conversations, but telepathic communications. That is truly what the expanded version of prayer is. When you're in a mode of telepathic internal communication with the creator and asking the questions and, you know, being open, opening up your consciousness more so that you can perceive more of all the things that the creator perceives. Once you start becoming good at that, really good at a telepathic internal dialogue and constant communication with the creator, you start to understand that the essence of the creator is everything beyond what you are taught in churches, in schools, in social norms, and so forth. And so now it's time for you to start exploring with a connected inner spirit exactly all the things that the creator is meant or is the essence of the creator is made of, or is, it's so hard to describe in its entirety the essence of the creator, because the creator has no limitations. The creator is not limited to or confined to any definition or to any label. The creator has a vast, open, expansive energy flow, and the idea is to become more like this if you want to experience more spirituality in your life, more fun, more creativity, and just more sense of freedom. You know, I'm here live in Croatia on a retreat with my entrepreneur, my millennial entrepreneurs. So I'm actually working with millennials on this specific retreat here in Croatia. And we've just had the time of our lives. I mean, we've had private yachting experiences. We were at a luxurious villa for a week. We, you know, just had fun, and we just really dived into entrepreneurial creative ideas. We really were able to just take a break from the everyday treadmill of life and surround ourselves with beauty so that we can allow more inspiration and more get more tapped into our spiritual energetic flow and oneness with the creator and with each other, because we truly are one. We are one in the cosmic treadmill of life. So I think that it's important to know that the divine essence of the creator is limitless. The divine essence of the creator is formless. The divine essence of the creator is always progressing all that is always evolving, is always growing, is always looking to nurture, is always looking for balance, mind and heart balance. There's a duality to the divine essence of the creator. There is a masculine energy. There is a feminine energy. And there's a balance with that mind and heart. And in that balance, nature, life, the wonders of life, creation Everything that you can perceive, that you can see, that you can interpret, that you can allow to come to your frame of reference, all of those things is what comes from this balance, this mind and heart balance, in the duality of the Creator. You know, there's masculine energy. The masculine energy is like the container, the matrix. It's what hold all of existence in a physical form. And then the feminine energy has to do everything with nurturance and, you know, acceptance and compassion and all of those things, forgiveness. You know, the feminine energy is more connected and correlated with emotions, and the masculine energy is more connected with intellect, right? So I know that that was really deep. I'd be remiss if I were to describe or talk about the divine essence of the Creator without sharing that duality aspect with you. I think it's important for you to simply know that the divine essence of the Creator has nothing to do with this, you know, white bearded man that's in the clouds in the sky somewhere. You know, we were given that concept by religion and church, and that's one of the limiting constructs of religiosity, is that we frame our reference of the Creator and of life through a man-made viewpoint. And the Creator is more vast than that. The Creator is not a man. The Creator is not a woman. The Creator just is. The Creator is just a life force energy that is all around us. It is the Creator is a consciousness. The Creator is intelligent, a divine intelligence that is always orchestrating life. It's always orchestrating like a connector, aligning the stars for you, aligning everything to come or manifest for you into physical form in a beautiful, delightful way if you allow it. Once you know the divine essence of the Creator, that the Creator is not out to punish you or hurt you or there to laugh at you and secretly wish for your failure or delight in your sadness or your suffering of any kind. The Creator is not testing you. The Creator is waiting for you and welcoming you to experience divine love. The Creator is not out to get you. The Creator is not holding, you know, dangling the carrot and the promise of heaven over your head. Heaven is already yours. Heaven can be experienced and perceived right here, right now on earth in your physical life experience, because heaven is a frame of mind, a state of mind, just as hell is also a state of mind. When you are living in a fragmented reality where you are not aligned with the divine essence of the Creator, because you don't even know about the divine essence of the Creator, because you have been told something else, and now your brain and your mind have started to perceive the Creator through man-made, you know, limiting views. When you're really meant to just be in the essence and be in your own essence and your own creative flow and create your heaven on earth. Your heaven on earth is when you feel joyous, peace of mind, no matter what's going on, no matter what the challenges are, because you know there's always going to be challenges. You know, that's your heaven on earth. When you're able to be clear about beautiful, meaningful experiences and give yourself a chance, give your mind a chance to perceive any luxurious life, any luxury of life, anything that would be meaningful to you to have in your reality, whether it's a dream home, whether it's, you know, a really flourishing business, whether it's strong connections to the people you love and a strong connection to everyone, some kind of connection, some kind of awareness that there is a oneness. There's a divinity in that other person and a divinity within you. The Creator has an essence that is all around us, that is within all of us. And so it's the same conversely. If you don't know the essence of the Creator, how loving, how expansive, how carefree, how joyous, you know. And even, you know, the Creator has a lot of levity, you know. Believe it or not, the Creator has levity, you know. Have you ever, you know, thought to yourself, well, I'm going to do this, and, you know, you're having an experience and you think it might end up one way, and then it just kind of completely ends up in a complete different way. I mean, that's levity. That's the Creator having fun. You're meant to have fun, you know. And instead, because you have forgotten the divine essence and of the Creator, including your own divine essence, now instead of powerfully creating a meaningful reality and co-creating, because with the internal dialogue and telepathic communication with the Creator, that's why it's a co-creation, because it's a constant inner communication. It's a constant inner rhythmic cosmic dance. It's a constant exchange of information between you and the Creator. You telling the Creator, you know, or desiring or asking of the Creator to help you to co-create a specific manifestation of some kind of physical experience, whether it's that security of financial stability, any other kind of security, you know, a feeling of blessings, divine blessings endlessly flowing through you and in your reality, you know, a sense of how can you continue to perceive things higher and higher. You know, but many of you, because you are confused about the divine essence of the Creator, you create your own hell. You're living your own hell. You're living your own created hell on earth, because you go through these perpetual suffering. You go through all these, you know, states of mind that is not healthy for you. Fear, worry, anxiety, depression, sadness, envy, all of these things. You're creating your own hell. And you must stop creating your own hell if you expect to live a life that's going to be meaningful for you. You must stop creating your own hell. You are creating your hell right now on earth when you do not understand, or you do not do the work to continually get clearer and clearer through your telepathic communication with the Creator about what is meaningful, and about constantly having a strong alignment, strong connection, strong spiritual elevating zeal towards higher and higher perceptions of really the essence of the Creator, and being open and welcoming of endless expressions of that supernatural essence, because the supernatural essence of the Creator, from an awareness of all of the supernatural essence of the Creator, comes meaningful manifestations into your reality, co-creating, dancing. You know, the Creator, you and the Creator are on a rhythm, a nice rhythm, right? I have to ask Aubrey to teach me how to play some music while I'm doing the show, because it's like, you know, it kind of helps to shift the energy and kind of help. I think it will help out to kind of open you up so that you can perceive what I'm saying more. And I know that your consciousness is already expanding, and I'm already in the knowing that whatever way that my message needs to be heard by you, you will hear it, so that you can begin to experience your upliftment, your aliveness, and your sense of carefreeness, and so that you can shift towards creating your heaven on earth. I am very deliberate about creating my heaven on earth. I didn't care, and I'm not saying these things as a boast, but spirituality is my number one superpower. It is my absolute gift. It is my reward. It is my claim to royalty. It is my claim to spiritual excellence. It is, you know, my claim to how I'm able to radiate my energy and aliveness the way that I do. And I'm not saying all this as a boast. I'm saying it to you because if I am doing it, certainly you can also live a life that is fulfilling and meaningful. I'm out here in Croatia hosting a live retreat, right? Despite quote-unquote lockdown, despite quote-unquote COVID, despite, you know, this wave and this panic about how businesses are going to survive. My business is thriving. My business has never done better before. 2020, my business has taken off, and guess what? I've done less work. I've done less work because I've needed to be home, homeschooling my child. I mean, I was home anyway, but my son is actually home, and I'm homeschooling him, and he's home all the time. Summertime, I didn't send him to camp. He was home with me, and so I didn't have the space to really put as much energy into my business. But yet, here I am in Croatia having a retreat when there's so many questions at the table amongst entrepreneurs as far as really what is the direction towards physical events, whether it's workshops, whether it's retreats, you know, and, you know, what will the future be when it comes to, you know, local events versus international abroad events? Well, I'm telling you, I'm certainly, you know, absolutely dismissive of Corona, of any limitation, of any pandemic. I perceive higher. I perceive that my business supports me, it nourishes me, it is truly rewarding to me, it uplifts others, and we do things that are truly soul nourishing, including traveling to Croatia for business opportunities, for networking opportunities, for an opportunity to restore our minds and our hearts, and just to keep the inspiration and to keep creativity flowing and to absolutely open ourselves up to more meaningful up-leveling opportunities. So I'm not saying or trying to minimize anybody's reality that they're perceiving right now, but we are all perceiving. We are the only perceivers in our minds. Only us can perceive our reality. And I choose to perceive a reality that is in alignment with the supernatural essence of the Creator, which is that, you know, creation is limitless. What can you perceive? What can you believe is possible enough that it actually manifests? Well, I believe that it was possible for me to be here in Croatia with my clients and for us to get here safely and for us to have a beautiful, meaningful interaction that, you know, really helps to keep our vibrations and our energy levels high so that we can perceive beyond the limitation and the fear that is being suggested to us in 2020. You know, these are strong, enriching spiritual times. These are spiritual times of opportunities, opportunities to have quantum leap experiences that are meaningful to us. But if you're not deliberately tuned into the divine essence of the Creator, and then from there, you know, creating a synergy of a like divine essence within yourself, well, then you are pretty much opening up yourself to what is being suggested. The fear and the worry and the uncertainty around, you know, the political arena and political agendas and all of the things out there. It's a big world out there. It's a big universe. It's a big cosmic system. It's a big galaxy out there. I mean, there's so much for you to choose from, you know, how to use your creative power, you know, through an awareness and connection of your divine essence, right? And the divine essence of the Creator. So keep perceiving what is meaningful to you. Keep understanding, stay on your journey of spiritual growth and spiritual elevation. Go within and start, you know, having a deliberate telepathic communication with the Creator. You know, let the Creator be your best friend. You know, yourself is you and the Creator, and everybody else, you know, it's just you and the Creator, you and your soul, you know, dancing center stage. Everybody else is just props on the stage, you know, that hopefully are having their own internal dance and Creator with their inner spirits and with the Creator. And then by everybody being at their best spiritually, it creates a beautifully aligned synergy of just happiness and joy, a collective happiness, a collective joy, so that we can move past this force field of suggestions of regression or a need to be worried about your well-being or a need to be worried about your loved one's well-being. Do you get that you're perceiving your reality? And if you want a higher, a fuller, more joyous expression of physical reality that you can be pleased with and that you can, that satisfies you deeply and where you have a continual sense of soul nourishment and abundance, so many different forms of expressions of abundance in your life. Do you get that? Do you get that all you have to do is start perceiving it, like start thinking about it, start, you know, really tapping into the divine essence. The divine essence, the creator is not limited in any way. You know, I think there was a Bible verse or something like that. And I mentioned the Bible because there was a time in my consciousness where, you know, I did subscribe to, you know, some of the various religious dogma. And, you know, there was a time where I remember there was like a Bible verse or so that says, you know, is any problem or is any problem bigger than the creator, right? And the answer is certainly not. The creator is not limitless. The creator is limitless. So there's no challenge, there's no salute, there's no nothing that you could be experiencing that the creator can't assist you to and help you to overcome. But the thing is, the creator just is the creator is, it just is. And so it's for us to get an agreement with the creator that we are also supernatural. We are also divine beings. And we are radiating energy. And let's just start radiating some good vibes. Let's start being gentle and loving with yourselves. My intention is truly for you to be open and truly allow the parts of this show to resonate with you that's meant for you to resonate with at this time, because we're all on a journey back to the awareness of the oneness, the love, the joy, and the beauty of the creator. And so it's about the awareness. You know, I'm here in Croatia, and it's been interesting because, you know, it's just been interesting to just be at another part of the planet and kind of like experience, you know, life in a total different time zone, you know, man-made law, you know, and it's just interesting. I think that I've been in Croatia about 2 weeks now, and for some reason, I'm just starting to feel a little jet lag now. You know, I think I was just in the doing of co-creation, and you know, when you're having fun and you're creating fun, meaningful experiences, and you know, you're in a collective space of other persons with beautiful synergistic energy, you know, the thing, you experience yourself at a total different caliber of frequency. And so I'm just saying all this to say that, you know, just take what pieces or what aspects of this show resonates with you. You know, if you have questions, you know, we welcome those questions as always. You can email aubreyspeaks@gmail.com. I think I'm going to also talk to Aubrey and ask him what he thinks about maybe having a spirituality in the mix @gmail.com or something like that, just so it might be easier for you to remember it. But in the meantime, please email aubreyspeaks@gmail.com. If you have any questions about anything that I have said tonight, I'm happy to answer those questions. I'm happy to explain the interpretation and through my frame of reference in a different way, so that my perspective is clearer to you, so that you can do the investigative work to see if it resonates with you or not. You know, I'm sharing my truth with you. And my truth doesn't have to be your truth. It is my truth that has been, that feels right for me, that I know is right for me. And that works for me because I create a life truly that is full of blissful moments and magical experiences and truly powerful connections that is full of aliveness. You know, my interactions with persons is like I feel excited about life, you know, and I live in spiritual truth. I live and walk in that space. And, you know, and as you get to know me, you will also discover and realize that. And so I'm saying all this to say that, you know, the way that I perceive the Creator and the divine essence of the Creator, and the way that I live a very spiritually connected led life, it works for me. You know, I'm truly happy. And I think that that's fair to say. If I have a thriving business in a time, you know, of such uncertainty, quote unquote, in a time of COVID pandemic. I mean, I'm sitting here in my hotel room and I'm looking out, you know, at the view. I'm seeing a city lights. When I first started to record this show, I was actually viewing a sunset. And now it's this beautiful city light view. And I'm still like, wow, you know, in deep appreciation. I'm here in Croatia, you know, looking out, you know, at the city lights, recording the show. And this is, you know, we're in a time of a quote unquote pandemic, you know, and the airport, the travel here was effortless. I mean, I couldn't ask for more, for anything else that would make this experience more meaningful, because it was so full of magic. It was so full of just peace and contentment. It's like if the rest of the world can only see what is possible, if you can just decide that, you know, become more familiar with the divine essence of the Creator and get in agreement with that and honor that divinity, that same divine essence, because it's within you too. And just from there, you know, you can pick, choose, and refuse what suggestions are going to be activated in your reality, what you're going to accept as truth for you. So I don't accept anything that is not beneficial to me, that is not complementary to the divine essence of the Creator, that, you know, that all is well and that things are always working out for me. And I've just gotten to a place where I've trained my mind to perceive that more times than not. Now, I'm still having a human experience, so there's my times when, you know, I have, you know, lower emotions at times. But the idea is I don't stay there very long. You know, I do not stay in a place of negative emotions long, because I understand that from that place, only less than wanted or preferred physical manifestations will happen. So I have to shift my energy and my emotions very quickly so that I can be at a state of frequency where things can manifest that actually truly adds to my joy, brings me a sense of completeness, aliveness, wholeness, and all the things that you could really you know, wish for or consider yourself blessed to be having in this life. So go ahead and email Aubrey at email aubreyspeaks at gmail.com. And with your comments, questions, really this is about having a very sophisticated and conscious conversation about spirituality and how each of us perceives that spirituality. So I look forward to hearing your comments, your questions, and I'm sure certain Aubrey does as well. So please reach out, let us know your thoughts on this show. Let us know how you perceive the divine essence of the Creator. Or are you perceiving the divine essence of the Creator as a state of being, or are you perceiving the divine essence of the Creator or the Creator as, you know, like maybe like from a man-made concept, you know, like God is up there in a cloud judging our actions, you know? Let us know. I mean, this is a very important and interesting talk about spirituality. So email aubreyspeaks at gmail.com. Again, this is Athena Lucene. It's been my absolute joy to come and you know, be a part of the show, host the show here live from Croatia. And who knows where else in the world I'll be, you know, as the shows keep progressing. And, you know, as you continue to tune in every week, my vision and my intention is that the Spirituality in the Mix of Life show becomes that show that you look forward to on a Sunday evening, so that you will begin to kind of like recalibrate and kind of like open up your mind and your frame of reference for what's possible for the upcoming week, for you to be absolutely limitless and totally aligned with all the things that are beneficial for your highest and greatest good. And that, you know, it's a form of starting the week in the energy of prosperity happiness, wholeness, and healing. So again, this is Athena Lucene. You are listening to Carib Voice Radio. This is Spirituality in the Mix of Life. I look forward to your comments. Email aubreyspeaks@gmail.com. And that's it for today's show. Abundant blessings and blissful moments.
Hey, this is Mahalia from the band 2 Mile Hill, and you are listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
Carib Voice Radio.
Believe it.